RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning, Richmond. Michael Phillips here, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Very special day. Today we are live on location at Hunting Hawk Golf Club here out in Ashland. Great day to play, great day to be on the links. Weather's beautiful, fog's lifting right now. And we are here for the annual Flying Squirrels Charities Have Fun Go Putt golf tournament. So we're looking forward to this. Been looking forward to this for a while, of course. What we're going to do, we're going to have anybody who will stop by, here as we roll through. Dennis Pelfrey, manager of the Squirrels, will join us in a bit. We'll have other celebrity guests as well. We'll get you set the scene for you and have some fun out here. They're setting up right now, putting the tents up. Golfers are just starting to arrive, loading up for a shotgun start here. So they'll go out on the course, take the shotgun start here in a bit. Until then, we'll get a chance to catch up with everybody, which I'm very much looking forward to. We got a lot to catch up on, both with the Squirrels and everything else going on in the world of sports from over the weekend. So we'll be sure to do that. And the countdown is on. We are now 5 days away from Washington Commanders preseason game number 1 against the New York Jets. You'll hear that, of course, right here on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. And over the weekend, the news coming out of Ashburn. I love this time of year. I love the training camp stories. Stop the presses, folks. Jaden Daniels will play in preseason game number 1. That somehow found its way to ESPN, the NFL Network, and the Washington Post. Not entirely sure what the news element is there, but it's going to be fun to watch him. And I'm equally excited. We're 3 days away from the joint practices up there, Florham Park, New York, where the Jets train. I think that's going to be equally valuable for Jaden, a chance to get some reps against that Jets defense, which was one of the best in the league last year and certainly projected to be one of the best in the league this year. So that'll be fun. You'll hear that right here on The Fan. So this morning we're live from Hunting Hawk Golf Club. We're in Ashland. We're getting you ready for the Flying Squirrels Have Fun Go Putt golf tournament. Should be a ton of fun. Got more than 50 carts here getting loaded up. A lot of people rolling in. You can hear the excitement as everybody's loading up their clubs, getting ready. Should be a great day of fun and raising money for the Flying Squirrels Charities, who, as we know, do so much in the community, not just in season, but all year round in the schools as well. So we'll look forward to chatting with some special guests here as everybody rolls in. Will Driscoll, Virginia Sports Hall of Fame, is here. He's rolling in. He's loading up his clubs. We'll grab some people, we'll talk to some folks. We will have some fun this morning. Other sports action over the weekend, of course, you know I've been excited about these Olympic sprints, and the Olympic sprints happened over the weekend. First, the women's 100, where Julian Alfred defeated Sha'Carri Richardson. Sha'Carri Richardson got off to a really slow start in that 100, was unable to make it up. A very nice win for Julian Alfred, who is from St. Lucia. That nation's first Olympic medal. I don't know if you saw the clips of them celebrating, them going wild. You feel good when you see something like that. That's what the Olympics are all about right there. Tiny island nation produces the fastest woman in the world. And heck of a race. She dominated it start to finish, coming off of a couple great heats. Never a race without controversy. That's a race where everybody's got their ego, everybody's got their thing. Jamaica's sprinter had an injury, did not have enough time to stretch it out because she was denied entry because she isn't staying in the athlete's village. That's an event that is never lacking for drama, and it was not lacking for drama this year either. Then the men's race yesterday, Noah Lyles by 0.005, 0.005 of a second. What a dramatic finish there in that race. Noah Lyles takes the gold for America over Jamaica, but the margin just so small. The lean at the end gets the job done for Noah Lyles, who becomes the world's fastest man. I was intrigued by, and I've been a critic over the years, as they mow the grass in front of us here, get it ready for play this morning at the Flying Squirrels Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tournament. I've always been a skeptic of events where the Olympics isn't the biggest thing in that sport, right? You think about tennis, where Wimbledon or, you know, what U.S. Open, whatever it might be, those are bigger events. Golf, you'd rather win the Masters than win the Olympics in golf, right? I think everybody would agree on that. Both events, though, really delivered over the weekend. Scottie Scheffler in the golf, big finish coming from behind. Great job by Scottie Scheffler. He was down 4 at one point on the back 9. Surged to victory. That guy can do everything. He's having himself a heck of a year, continues his run of dominance. And you could see the difference the crowds made. Last time they did this event was in Tokyo. There were no crowds. And I do think that's what made this event yesterday better, gave everybody a little bit of juice, because you certainly look at, these guys play so much golf every year, making it not an obligation but a fun thing to do, and the crowd's going to be a big part of that. And obviously, they'll have crowds in L.A. as well, so it should be a fun event out there as well. And a little L.A. golf means a little primetime golf for us East Coast viewers in 4 years. And then Novak Djokovic in the tennis, just so emotional afterward. Only major tournament he had yet to win in his career, and so much pride there for him, being from Serbia and representing that country and being able to win an Olympic gold medal for that country. An absolutely fantastic match against Carlos Alcaraz. And you could just tell that one was super meaningful to him. Now, you're not going to have that every year, but I think that was a real Olympic moment there that's going to help put that sport and that event on the map going forward. So we've got lots going on out here. We are live in Ashland. We're at the Flying Squirrels Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tournament, getting ready for a shotgun start up here in a little bit. We'll, of course, have Westwood One updates from Paris throughout the day. Lots of events, lots of gold being given out today. We'll keep you updated on all of that throughout the show, of course. We'll give you all the football updates from over the weekend. Training camp rolls on across the league. All right, time for our first guest now. We are happy to be joined right now by Randy McKee from Performance Food Service Virginia. I got that right. Perfect. Excellent. We're at the Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tournament, third time they've staged this event. We're at Hunting Hawk Golf Course. Beautiful morning, fog's lifting. Everybody's getting excited about what's ahead. Randy, good morning.
Good morning.
Performance Food Service is the presenting sponsor today of the golf tournament. What connected you guys on the Squirrels, and what do you like about this event?
Well, we couldn't be any more proud to be the presenting sponsor here. Our partnership with the Squirrels is a very special one to us. We feel that them being the hometown sports program and us being the hometown distributor here in Richmond, it was a perfect marriage. And it has been I think going on 10 years as a partnership, and again, it does all things for us as far as helping them and helping their charities and helping the community.
And you guys have a big footprint around it. You were explaining this to me before we went on. What's the difference between...
So Performance Food Group is our national company. We are across the United States. Our headquarters are here in Richmond, Virginia, over off of West Creek. And our operating company that we distribute to the squirrels from is in Glen Allen. So that's been a great fit for us, and we truly are a hometown company and with a national footprint here as well, which is great. So
awesome. Now you're a golfer.
I am.
You got a chance to watch the Olympic golf over the weekend?
Oh my gosh, I still am just so emotional about that whole performance from Scotty and how proud I was as an American to watch him up on the medal stand. Getting so emotional and just representing our country the true way it should be. So yeah, if you weren't proud to see that, then something's wrong with you.
What a great match too. The comeback at the end, just remarkable.
I mean, he shot a 29 on the back nine. That was pretty impressive. 62 for the round. And honestly, that shows why he is the world number one.
Yeah.
Super proud.
It was so fun to watch. Now, you'll be out there today.
Yep.
Who are you? Okay.
I'm thrilled to death. I have a couple of other team members from Performance with me today, but most excited to play with John Michael Bertrand.
Yes.
A fabulous pitcher for the Squirrels.
He's having a great season.
A Notre Dame grad. I mean, he's a great dude. I'm looking forward to it very much.
You're a lefty?
I am.
Well, there you go. We got all the ties right here. It's perfect.
We do, and I'm pretty excited to have a fellow lefty with me. We are definitely in the minority. I think we're of the right mind, but we're in the minority when it comes to golf.
Well, I'm a lefty as well.
Oh, it makes me so happy.
But I play golf right-handed.
There you go.
Tell us a little bit about what you're hoping for today and what you'd like to see.
So today is just all about raising money. And the charity work that the Squirrels does is truly the stuff that energizes us. When we can partner with not only a great customer, but someone who is like-minded when it comes to that servant leadership mentality. You know, if you take care of your people, everything takes care of itself. And that's kind of been our creed. So it's been fantastic.
We got Parney coming in behind us.
Walking up right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Morning, friend.
How you doing, buddy?
Brother, how are you?
Good to see you.
Barney's here. We're ready to have fun. We're ready to go putt.
MP on the mic.
Let's go. Randy McKee from Performance Food Service, thank you for dropping by.
I couldn't again. Thrilled to be here. Thrilled for our partnership with the Squirrels. It's going to be a great day.
It's going to be a great day. We are live from Hunting Hawk Golf Club. We are back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Back at the Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tournament. Michael Phillips here on 910 The Fan, home of the Squirrels. It's the head squirrel, Dennis Belfry, dropping by for a few. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Going pretty good. Just a little tired from a bus trip last night, but, we'll be okay.
What's the intersection of golfers and baseball? How many of the guys on your team play?
Ooh, it's an ever-changing number. I think that I would probably say half our guys will dive in at some point during the season. I think, you know, our Monday off days are pretty cherished for the guys. So mm-hmm. Early in the season, you'll see a lot more guys, I think. And then as the season gets going into August here, won't be quite as many guys, but there'll still be some guys get out.
It's a spring training move too, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I think a lot of the guys in spring training in Arizona, there's some nice courses. So a lot of guys will get out of there, you know, early afternoon and jump on the course for nine holes every once in a while. So
now how about you? How's your game here?
Be honest with you, I haven't played golf in this has been several years. Again, going back to those Mondays, off days have been cherished. And,
yep.
I spend some time at the field on those days to prepare for the week. And, you know, I'm one of those guys that's very competitive. And if I play golf, I want to be really good. And, and everybody else knows, it takes a lot of time to get really good at it. So I just don't have that time. So I just I kind of stay away from it.
Nice. That tells the season, it's not exactly where you wanted it to be record-wise, but we've seen some good development, too.
No, I think, from a win-loss standpoint, absolutely not. But I think from a development standpoint and what we've accomplished this year, I think it's right on path. I think that, we've sent several guys up to AAA this year, again, just like we have in the years past. And we're developing the players in our Giants organization to become big leaguers. So I think that that in itself is a huge accomplishment for us, and I think that we've done that more than any other team in this league, at least moving guys up. And obviously, I think at the end of the day, we still have a shot to make the playoffs, and that's still the goal at the end of the day, is to win the last game of the year.
Still some baseball left. Dennis Belfry joins us, manager of the Flying Squirrels. Only 18 chances left to see the Squirrels at the Diamond this year. Another great year of fan support, of course, as you guys have grown accustomed to. But what's that meant to you?
I mean, it's meant the world.
Pelf!
There he is.
Pelf is the king. Pelf is the man. Greatest manager of all time.
Well, Parney always has to drop by, but. No, I think it's meant the world.
Good to have a hype man.
Yeah, exactly. It's from a fan standpoint and the support we have in the community, it's second to none. I've not been to a better place in my career, and I haven't been to the big leagues yet. But I think from a minor league baseball standpoint, I think it would be hard pressed to find another place that is as good as this as far as our support. And like I tell a lot of people, there's some places that'll draw some decent numbers, but. As far as having fan engagement and the fans that are like locked into our games, there's nothing like it.
And it certainly speaks to the community that you're on a bus yesterday, you're playing baseball tomorrow, but a lot of you guys are making time today to be a part of this.
Absolutely. I think it's a chance for a lot of our guys, which we have a lot of high character guys. The Giants do a really good job of vetting the guys that we draft or sign as free agents, really good character guys, and I think they do a really good job mingling with the community and making sure that we're doing our part as well.
Anybody you're particularly proud of this year who you've seen growth from? Who?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's several, but I would go, Carter Howe would be a guy. For me, I haven't seen him much over the last couple of years, and this is my first year kind of being around him for a season, and he's very consistent. He reminds me a lot of Tyler Fitzgerald, who's in the big leagues for us right now, who was in Richmond for parts of two seasons. But just the way that he goes about his business, he's very detailed. He prepares very well, and it's obviously showing up on the field. He's having a really, really good season, and I think that he's well on his way to becoming a big leaguer.
That's awesome. We'll have fun today. Any goals for yourself here?
Not for me. I'm going to watch a few of these swings and probably see if any of these players have any decent swings. I might hit a few off the driving range. Other than that, I'm going to get back to work today and enjoy the rest of my Monday.
He's Dennis Pelfrey. You hear the Squirrels every night right here. Thank you for joining us.
Appreciate you.
All right, couple minutes with the big man. It's Parney time.
What time is it?
Parney time. Let's do this.
MP, you're looking good, frisky this morning.
A little frisky.
You look a little frisky this good. Morning.
I've been, 2 weeks ago I didn't do the show because I had COVID. And then last week I did the show, but you're bouncing back a little bit. You're doing the thing. I feel good this week.
I feel good.
Woo! Exactly. So that's what I'm up to this week.
It's going to be hotter than two rats doing in a wool sock out there today.
Today?
Yeah.
I looked a little while ago. It looked good.
It's going to be, according to the CBS 6 weather forecast today.
That's the authority.
It's going to be 94 with a feel-like of 105.
Okay, that's not what I saw.
I didn't tell my wife that when she came out to the golf course with me today.
Yeah, so come out to the golf
course. Sorry about that, Tom.
We got a little fog right now. Things are lovely right
now. There's no play delay, though, right?
No, we're playing through this.
Okay.
I don't think the heavy stuff will come down for quite some time.
There you go. I love it.
Tell me about the tournament, year three. What you accomplished through this?
Well, we've had golf tournaments a lot through our 15 years. Can you believe that?
It's incredible.
15 years.
Incredible run.
Squirrels baseball. We did have the Turn Left golf tournament for a while with Richmond Raceway. We had a Squirrels tournament way back in the very beginning, and we started the Have Fun Go Putt a few years ago. And this is solely for Flying Squirrels Charities. We work hard to get our different pillars in the community to make sure that people that don't have a fair chance get a fair chance. Focus on early childhood education, fitness, mental health. I mean, there's four different pillars of socioeconomic factors that we try to affect through Flying Squirrels Charities. And today's one of the biggest fundraisers, and we also have a scholarship program for Virginia, for the Richmond 34, Virginia Union, Virginia State University. So this day is dedicated to raise money so that we can give back through Flying Squirrels Charities. Big thank you to Performance Food Service.
Randy's right here, Performance Food Service.
And all of our sponsors, the different sponsors throughout. 33 forces today. Megan did a great job. So
let's go.
It's going to be a wonderful day out here.
Are you playing?
No, the Party Time Podcast is the putting green sponsor.
Okay.
We spend $1,000 that we don't have on the putting green sponsorship. As you know, since you're in Party's Pub Club, the money's not exactly rolling in on the Party Time Podcast yet.
I was going to say, I haven't cashed my Party Time checks yet.
So I took money out of our kids' inheritance and put it towards this golf tournament.
I can't think of a better cause.
So we'll have the Party Time Podcast. We'll be over there at the putting green. Joe T and I are doing a putting contest. And my lovely wife, Tanya, will be trying to get people to subscribe to the Party Time Podcast by all means necessary.
Well, let me help. Subscribe to the Party Time Podcast. You open up your phone, you go to the podcast, type in Party Time, you hit subscribe, it's easy.
That's right.
The guest list is insane.
It's pretty good, right?
The Rolodex came through.
Will Clark, Steve Klein, Carl Ravitch, and Sam Ravitch from ESPN. Tony Beasley, third base coach of the Texas Rangers, the world champion Texas Rangers. You missed that one, didn't you? Did you miss that one?
Boshi?
Yeah, no, Carl Rabbit or Tony Beasley.
I did miss Beasley, yeah.
You were on vacation,
yep.
I think. And then Lou DiBella, the owner of the Squirrels, a boxing Hall of Famer. I listened to that when I was exercising the other day. That was actually
I get you fired up.
That was a really good episode.
Get you fired up right
then,
there.
Then we'll give your listeners a teaser on this Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tourney Day. We're taping Elliot and Hermie Sadler coming up.
Yeah.
Breaking news, you don't even know this yet, but Ben Verlander's on the docket.
Okay, he's great.
Little flipping bats. And then probably one that will make a lot of your fans go. I teased it on your show on Friday.
You did.
But next week, we'll be taping Jesse Cole, the owner of the Savannah Bananas, who's a longtime friend of mine. So the Party Time Podcast is really heating up. We're trying to drop as many big names as we possibly can.
Yeah.
And as always, I appreciate you being one of the Pub Club members.
I love it. Before we let you go, 18 home games left. If you want to see the Squirrels, go see the Squirrels.
Yeah, it's going quick, right? Especially with school starting early this year. I just found out last night the school starting before Labor Day. So really only 12 games before school starts. So 18 games total. A lot of great promotions this week. I could just tease it. So there's going to be a lot of great announcements this week pertaining to the Squirrels and the future of the Squirrels. That's all I can really say right now. But you're probably going to get a media alert later on this afternoon.
We love to hear it.
So a lot of really big things happening this week, plus the 6 home games against the Hartford Yard Goats. There's no Colorado fans out there, Colorado Rocky fans in the world anymore, so I won't even invite them to come watch their future. But the Hartford Yard Goats, great promotions. And then only 2 left, 12 games after that.
I love it. Have fun. Go putt.
Have fun, go putt. Come over and hang out with us on the Party Time Podcast Putting Green.
Yes, sir. Red honey.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Golf Club, we're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Never know who you run into at the Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tournament. I didn't realize this, board member of the Flying Squirrels Charities, is that right?
Well, no, actually, no. The other way around. Oh. Mr. Parney Parnell is a board member of the Henrico Sports and Entertainment Authority.
There we go. Oh, let's go. Dennis Pickmeyer joining us. You know Dennis, of course, and tell me about your golf game. What are we looking at?
Well, don't get to play as much as I would like. I love the game. I wish I was better at it. Wish I was better at it. You know, got a fun group today. I actually have Ben Terry from the Squirrels on the club.
Excellent.
Billy from Crane Masters, and then Drew from Brickshire Golf Club. So I just heard that Robert Wren's playing today. Like, how is that fair?
Well, you're playing for second.
That's right.
It's like at the Olympics when Katie Ledecky's swimming.
That's right.
You're swimming for second.
That's right. Today. That's right. Our goal is to see if we can match Scottie Scheffler's final round of 62.
And the beauty of that is you don't have to succeed on the front nine because he did it all in the back nine.
True.
At the turn, you're good.
That's
wherever
right.
Wherever you're at, you got him right where you want.
So let's avoid the John Rahm implosion, huh?
It was fun, though. It was fun. Right. It was good theater. It was good theater for sure. Dennis Pickmeyer with this. Every time I turn around, you're announcing something new. This baseball facility?
We did. Just announced that last week, a public-private partnership with Prep Baseball Report. So, you know, they're one of the leading groups in, sports or baseball recruiting for high school and colleges. And, they've been around in our market since about 2018. They do about six tournaments. So we're working on a four-diamond complex with them that we just announced as part of phase two of Glover Park. And then the county is going to build an additional two fields. So a six-diamond complex. All the fields will actually be built to a college spec. So 330 down the lines, 400 to center field, all artificial turf. So excited. And Prep Baseball, they're anticipating about 30 weekends of tournaments.
Wow. So
on top of our busy sports calendar and sports tourism calendar, now we have this rolling in as well.
So you're keeping busy.
Oh, yeah. It's been fun, though. We're having a great time. The Sports and Event Center over at Virginia Center Commons is jumping, 46 weekends in 2024. And we're actually starting to book out until 2027 now. I had a couple contracts come across my desk last week with 2027 dates on it. So that's exciting.
It's like when Ohio State's like, we're going to play Marshall in 2032.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm busy that weekend. All right.
Sign here.
Mark it down.
Yeah.
And we know you as the NASCAR guy.
This week.
This weekend. Two tires.
Yes.
Two tires. How excited are you about this?
I am very excited. Yes.
It'll be fun.
It's been like something we've been talking about for a long time. I know you and I have had a lot of conversations over the years about the on-track competition and stuff. And hopefully this does some things. I think we're going to put a lot of strategy into the hands of the teams and the drivers. They got to be able to manage tires. Don't run out of tires. It's not like you can call AAA or something. I don't know.
Maybe running out of tires.
Go borrow them from another team. But, yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see how everyone has to manage the tire situation. It's really throwing a curveball at the team. So excited to see how it plays out.
Going to be a ton of fun. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Good luck competing for second. Rob, right out here, unbelievable.
I'm really surprised by that. Now, Robert's a great guy. It's really good to see him out here.
Absolutely.
And great event. And as we all know, the Squirrels are doing a lot for our community. So excited to be here.
Fantastic. We're at Hunting Hawk Golf Club. We're here until noon. Love to hear from Ben. Got to send him off on his way, though, because the carts are rolling out. They are getting ready for the shotgun start out here at Hunting Hawk Golf Club. We are out in Ashland. Great course. Of course, they do tons of these charity events, and looks great this morning. Grass looks good, and the fog has lifted enough that people will be able to see their balls into the trees and into the bunkers and into all the other places they'll be putting them as they attempt to win the Have Fun Go Putt Flying Squirrels Charities Golf Tournament. Fun time out here, of course, for a great cause, Flying Squirrels Charities, which does so much year-round. reading programs in schools, other community events. Truly a great cause and a great time, and seeing all sorts of people. You know, I hear carts are rolling out here. We got Greg Burton, our guy. He's hardly working today. He's living up to the title. He's rolling out right now with a group. He was he was the original, I think the OG of this radio time slot, the 10 to noon time slot. Greg Burton, now at VCU, Center for Sport Leadership. They do great work over there. He asked me if I'm teaching this year. I'm not teaching this year. I got too much on my plate with the Richmonder launch and too much going on. There's Joe T, clubhouse legend with Flying Squirrels, driving by in the cart just now as we get ready to get underway at the Flying Squirrels Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tournament. A lot of people have asked if I'm playing today. I'm not playing today. I have played golf twice in the last 10 years, and that's generous. I was at the Super Bowl a few years ago with our guys JP and B. Mitch, who do the afternoon show in 106.7 in D.C. They invited me along. I had stuff to do. By the time I joined them, they were on the 12th hole, so I played it in. Great score that day, though. Fantastic score coming in from 12 to 18. I only played 7 holes. I think that's why my score was so good. I broke 70 for sure. I don't remember the exact number. I definitely broke 70, though, on 7 holes. So something to be proud of. And the other time was on family vacation in Aruba, and we played a course that was lacking for maintenance. They had a goat as the lawnmower that was rolling around. They have reached the tees, 33 foursomes out here today at the Hunting Hawk Golf Club. Lots of great interviews so far. It's fun to hear. I love how many players are out here day after a long road trip back. Get on the bus after the game yesterday. Season that's not going exactly the way they hoped it would, but they're out here supporting the cause, supporting Richmond Flying Squirrels Charities, which is always fantastic to see, and everybody else with the Squirrels organization out here as well before they get ready for a big homestand. Running out of homestands before the kids go back to school. 6 opportunities to see the Squirrels in action this week starting tomorrow night. And, of course, if you are not out at the ballpark, you need to be on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Trey and Blaine have all the action. Saw Blaine a little while ago. I'm sure Trey is floating around here somewhere. I don't know if Blaine had the road trip or not. That's probably a determining factor into how enthusiastic Blaine will be this morning out on the links. Of course, when we turn the corner tomorrow, a lot of football on tap this week. A lot of football coming at you as we build towards what I think will be a big day Thursday, joint practices between the Commanders and the New York Jets. Big day tomorrow, media day down in Blacksburg, chance to interview the Virginia Tech football team. We'll get people on who are down there, talk to them, and hear about the Hokies and what they're up to this offseason. Then Saturday, first Commanders preseason game. And the news story this week, that Jaden Daniels is going to play in that game, which did not move the needle for me at all. I nodded. I kept it moving. If you want to get excited about that, I'm excited that you're excited about that. I was intrigued over the weekend. Emmanuel Forbes, reportedly 15 pounds heavier at this year's training camp. That's obviously something the coaching staff was trying to do last year. We'll see if it sticks. That's one of the things. You can put on weight in the offseason. It goes quickly in these preseason games and these early season games where it's hot and you're sweating it off. It's hard to keep it on. That's a challenge Emmanuel Forbes is going to face at corner, but he's got good coaching. He's got an opportunity to revive his career in a very tangible way here. I'm excited to see if he can do it. Now, over the weekend, they cut Christian Holmes. He was one of the draft picks a couple years ago in the secondary. Nikki Javala, the Washington Post, posted, there could be as few as 6 Ron Rivera draft picks on the opening day roster this year. And I look, Jahan Dotson, Emmanuel Forbes, Quan Martin, Sam Cosmi, Derek Forrest. There's 5 locks. I think she's counting Diami Brown, who will probably be on the opening day roster. I'm not prepared to call him a lock yet. You're looking at a situation where the 5, I think, could be a number here. 5 Ron Rivera-era draft picks on the day one roster for the Commanders. Absolutely insane. We're out here at Hunting Hawk Golf Club. It's the Have Fun Go Putt charity golf tournament for the Flying Squirrels. Our friends at River City Roll have a tent here nearby. Love to see it. That will, of course, be the home of AWON's Football Festival 2, which I am excited about. Less than 3 weeks away. Make sure to get all the details. We'll be talking about that as that comes. It's going to be a really fun day. Grant and Danny coming down from D.C. along with lots of other special guests. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Monday morning, MP on the mic on location. We are at Hunting Hawk Golf Club. Everybody just went out to the course. It's a lot quieter right now. It's a lot less action, a lot less Parney yelling right now. Everybody's out on the course. They'll be playing for the next few hours. 33 foursomes here participating in the Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tournament to benefit Flying Squirrels Charities, presented by Performance Food Group Virginia. Purcell Brown, Odyssey family from Richmond, dropping by here. He's off on the course. You guys shout out the Odyssey celebrities when you see them, though. Purcell's always been a big champion of this show and on all our programming at 910 The Fan, including AWOD's Football Festival 2, which I am very excited about as we move towards football season. With everybody on the course, good opportunity for us to maybe talk a little baseball. And since the Squirrels are the San Francisco Giants affiliate, seems like the appropriate place to begin.
First pitch to De La Cruz. He hits a fly ball, right center. Yastrzemski has it! And Blake Snell has pitched the first no-hitter of his brilliant career here in Cincinnati.
What a moment for Blake Snell. What a moment for the Giants, but what a job by number 7 tonight. Had it all going. I mean, this guy, we talked about it all night long. He had the stuff. And just enjoy this moment right there as he's hugging the 18th no-hitter in Giants history.
Blake Snell with the nasty stuff, a no-hitter for the San Francisco Giants. Of course, the Squirrels aspire to be wearing that uniform someday. And you heard us talk with Pelf, Dennis Pelfrey, manager of the Squirrels, earlier in this hour. He said, hey, you know, we've sent a lot of guys up this year, double-A to triple-A. Now, it can sometimes mean the record doesn't end up where you want the record to, but he feels good about their player development record. He feels good about what they've been able to accomplish in their time in Richmond this year. And certainly you see performances like that in the big leagues, and gives everybody something to aspire to. No-hitter for Blake Snell on a busy sports day, but always time for a no-hitter. Other teams locally having some fun as well. You know the national season. We're on prospect watch. We're on watching these young guys develop. It's been fun watching these young guys develop. And James Wood coming through yesterday on The Fan.
Swing, a line drive, left field, down the line. It is a diving catch, not made. The ball goes by him into the corner. Abrams scores. Yepes scores. Ruiz is lumbering around third. He's trying to score. Wood's already at third base. The throw home is offline. It's a three-run triple for James Wood.
Charlie and Dave on 106.7, The Fan up in D.C., our sister station. 4-0 lead for the Nats after that. They held on to it. Winners 2 of 3 in the series, a 4-3 win yesterday. And as fate would have it, the Giants in town to face the Nationals starting tonight. So we'll keep an eye on that four-game set. They'll play 4 in a row here, Giants and the Nats. Another opportunity to watch those young kids develop. But you know the fun this year has been in the AL East, where everybody just keeps slugging back and forth.
The 1-1. O'Hearn lines just the other way. That's a base hit. Inside the bag and down the left field line and heading for the corner. Henderson being waved around from third. He's coming home. The relay to the plate. The slide. Too late. Henderson beats it with a belly flop, and it's 1-0 Orioles.
Yankees pick up a win as well a day after Gleyber Torres was benched. And, to me, from a distance, Yankees' problems involve closing games and getting some bullpen support, not the position players. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Right now, as we stand, Monday morning, Hunting Hawk Golf Club, the Orioles, 67-46. The Yankees, 67-46. It is a dead heat in the AL East. It is going to be a really fun August and September for those two teams. We will keep an eye on them. So tons of fun baseball over the weekend. Got a little bit overshadowed. Obviously, Olympics going on. Lots of NFL practice news. And, of course, the NFL Hall of Fame ceremonies, which had a little bit of local interest. Devin Hester becoming the first return specialist inducted into the Hall of Fame. And here he is in camp.
When she was in 11th grade, she was raising my brother. And when she walked the stage, she was pregnant with me. So I guess you could say I graduated from high school twice. She sacrificed everything to take care of us.
Cool story and very deserving. Devin Hester getting in, a lot of people think may pave the way for Brian Mitchell, legendary Redskins player, of course, and a return specialist who has not historically gotten love from the committee. Has the committee changed its mind? Is this like when the Baseball Hall of Fame started accepting closers and relief pitchers? Are we going to see a course correction there? I am excited to see what the next few years bring, because I think Brian Mitchell absolutely has a Hall of Fame candidacy, has the ability, has the numbers, has the tape. I think Brian Mitchell needs to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And Devin Hester even shouted, he said, "I'm the first returner in here. I'm not going to be the last." And I think he's right. I think when one guy gets in, it can open some doors. And I'm hopeful Brian Mitchell will be one of those guys the doors open for over the next few years. We'll see, though. It's a tough nut to crack. You got the Baseball Hall of Fame. All the Hall of Fames have their own foibles. The baseball one, they send out hundreds of ballots to hundreds of people. And obviously the punitive nature of them voting against the steroid era people was controversial. The football one, it's a little different. It's 32 people. They get in a room. They hash it out together verbally. So you need good numbers. You need good stats. But you need a champion in that room as well. And as the Commanders have turned over their ownership, turned over their teams and PR groups and broadcasting groups, as the media around the team has turned over a lot, it's been hard to have that continuity, have somebody be a champion. We'll see if that person emerges. Reminder, we're at Hunting Hawk Golf Club out here, MP on location. Got my selfie with Nutsy to prove we're there. Put that on social. Michael P. in RVA. Should be a really fun day out here. Looking forward to watching everybody golf. And then, the after party's as good as the regular party when it's a Flying Squirrels event. Our friends at River City Roll out here set up sponsoring. Love to see them have a tent out here. They, of course, will be hosting AWOD's Football Festival 2. So looking forward to that when the time comes. All right, this is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays. sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.